FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, my friend Ron McCain joining us this morning from the Range. Ron, good morning.
Hey, Mark, take a deep breath. It's only Tuesday. It's going to be okay.
Stressed.
You're going to make it.
I'm stressed. Hey, buddy, you know what? I saw this article yesterday, and I'm thinking, where does this end? When is the Supreme Court finally going to step in and shut down these attempts to infringe on our Second Amendment rights? In Illinois, where they now have J.B. Pritzker ensconced in office, and they have a throttle hold on the legislature over there, they've introduced a bill, number one, to basically shut down mom-and-pop gun stores because of regulations. Now they've introduced a bill that would allow people's private social media accounts to be searched before allowing them to have a gun.
Well, I better go out and set up a brand-new social media account before I go buy a gun and give them that name instead of another and have pictures of unicorns and snowflakes, and everybody will be happy with me then. I don't get it. We talked about the red flag laws that have been introduced across the country. This is another attempt to take away our rights, and it really is unconstitutional. We're going to allow the police to make a decision on whether or not we can exercise our Second Amendment rights, and they're going to say no because they don't like the picture that my son at 19 posted of him at the range holding an AR-15 and smiling. They're going to think, well, that kid's got a problem. And there's zero due process. So where did our Fifth Amendment rights go? Where did our Sixth Amendment rights go? You and I have talked about it. I'm going to ramble because I get so frustrated with the continued attempts of the left to remove our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. It's death by a thousand cuts, and they're never going to stop. We have to be vigilant, and we have to contact our congressman. We have to go to the voting booth, and we have to make our voices heard.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to go to the courts in this case because they completely rule Illinois politics, and they're going to introduce this. They're going to pass it. Pritzker's going to sign it, and then somebody's going to have to step in and go to court, and I know that the Second Amendment Foundation, a few other folks have already sued. The Illinois Rifle Association has already sued to stop AR-15s from being confiscated in Deerfield, Illinois. We're at a point in this country where we've got to have the Supreme Court come in and settle this, because Illinois continues to have an incredible murder rate up in Chicago. Even though they've got the strictest gun laws in the nation, they don't seem to understand that the members of the Crips and the Bloods or whichever gang that's causing most of the problems these days, or MS-13, they don't bother to go to a licensed gun dealer to get their weapons. Their social media accounts don't matter.
Oh, that's that. Again, punish the law-abiding citizen first. Punish the taxpayer. Punish those that keep this country running, and let's ignore the real issues like gang violence, like immigration, a school system that, you know, Florida's that terrible, terrible shooting that took place in Florida. They knew about this kid, but the school system didn't do anything about it because it would have cost them money or made them look bad. It's a political nightmare wherein doing the right thing isn't doing the right thing anymore.
No. In the state of Florida, now I'm glad you mentioned that, in the state of Florida yesterday, a group of people, including some of the survivors of that Parkland shooting, dropped off signatures with their local election board yesterday to try to force a statewide vote to ban what they ignorantly refer to as assault weapons. This was part of an interview they did with a lady yesterday who spearheaded this effort.
It's time to ban the type of military-grade assault weapons in the state of Florida that are used by our military overseas on our enemies on the battlefield.
Do you think, Ron McCain, that any self-respecting member of the military would want to take my AR-15 into war?
No.
No, I don't think so. Because it's not a weapon of war. It's a semi-automatic rifle that fires a 223 round, right? Or a NATO round.
It's interesting, and again, we've talked about this before, but the left has decided that AR stands for assault rifle, which is a fallacy. The AR stands for Armalite rifle.
Right.
The rifle was invented by a gentleman that wanted a semi-automatic rifle for himself. Mr. Stoner was at the range shooting the gun, and somebody said, "What's that?" And that somebody that said, "What's that?" was a representative or an owner of Armalite. I can't remember which one. And a marriage took place, and the firearm was introduced. Again, let's blame the tool. Let's blame the law-abiding citizen, and let's continue to ignore the real issues that exist in our society. And my personal opinion, you know, if you want to save kids, somebody develop an app that turns the doggone phone off when they get in the car.
True.
You know, it's the number one killer. You know, the number one cause of accidents is distractions, and the number one distraction in that car is that phone. I just continue to hope and believe that we can be a country and that recognizes who we are, why we are what we are, and that a government that continues to tell you that they're going to take care of you and that they know what's best for you is a dangerous government. And that's why the Second Amendment exists.
Yes. Amen. Well put. So Tricia and Denise are wanting me to schedule another Mark Cox show day at the range so they can come in and have fun again.
Yes,
like they did
yes sir.
Yeah, we can call it the Trish and Denise show. I don't
All right.
care about
Love
Thank
it.
You. I appreciate it.
We've been saying that
My
for months
Ron.
Now.
We'll work on that, buddy. We'll get that coming up, and we'll direct people out there to 14803 Manchester Road in Baldwin. Hopefully they stop by the Range St. Louis West and check it out. Thank you.
Absolutely do. Thanks. Have a great week, Mark. Slow down. It's going to be all right, brother.